Welcome. Please state your name and your business.
Esther Eugene, All Administrative Solutions.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
37.
What organizations are you involved in?
I am involved in the NAACP, currently as the president of the St. Petersburg branch, the National Council of Negro Women, One Community, the Chamber of Commerce, Leadership St. Pete alum, and the Nicole Tunsil Foundation of Hope.
What gets you out of bed every day?
You know, the legacy of servant leadership instilled inside of me by my mom. Each day I wake up and pray that I'm not only honoring her mission, but also building on it and blazing the trail for my two daughters, Deshaun and Samantha, to follow when it's their time.
Why St. Pete?
Why not? You know, St. Pete is a city rich with history. And as I was reminded the other day, my historic remembrance may not be someone else's. However, the opportunity is always there to merge both into a positive place. St. Pete is my city, and I plan to pour all of my sweat and intellectual equity in my city to ensure that others will want to make it their city as well.
What is one habit that you keep?
I actually have two. And so the first one is, before my feet touch the carpet in my bedroom, I simply say every morning, thank you, God. And that statement encompasses everything from the day before to the current day and to the future. And then two, I have delay moments. So for me, delay moments are just working really hard to not respond with the first response that comes to my mind. It has really, truly helped me in challenging times.
Who are some people that influence you?
My mommy. She came to St. Petersburg as an immigrant, fought hard in her way to really make a difference in the lives of the less fortunate. Each person that I am connected with, I truly hope that I honor that legacy. Nelson Mandela. I feel in spite of all the atrocities levied against him, he truly remained vigilant and strong as a champion for his people. And then there's a little lady named Ella Baker. She is a historic figure, not oftentimes mentioned, but Ms. Baker was a quiet strength of the civil rights freedom movement. She believed in truly unlocking the power of every person and then striving to do daily by building others up to ensure that they believe in their true strength.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, practice that you would share with our readers?
There's a book called Cast, The Origin of Our Discontents by Isabel Wilkerson. This book completely changed the trajectory of my thinking in 2019. It really, really, really helped me to formulate my thoughts on what my fight was and how to go about that fight and how to really make a difference for those that were watching me as a leader at the time. I don't really want to ruin it for others, but I do encourage them to read it with an open and awakened mind.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
That I truly was the right person for the passion that burned within me, and that also that collaboration is real, live, breathing, and it's a possibility for all, and it's also achievable.
What's next?
Well, in the extreme near future, marriage to the most handsome, brilliant, hardworking man that I have ever met. I am excited to be his wife, working on a healthier Esther physically, really being intentional about health and wellness professionally to continue to develop and grow my business, All Administrative, ensuring that I can truly add value through coaching, training, and mentoring to other organizations and businesses. And then with the NAACP, just really working hard to remain authentic in the civil and social justice fight.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate your candid answers and getting to know you.
Thank you, guys.